listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for, because I've been fucked up. But I'm going to need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
Back with another week. Hope everybody had a good one. George said he had a great week.
I did not.
Yeah. I just wanted to change it up a little bit.
Appreciate you trying,
but you told me off the mic that you had a great week.
But I didn't.
Yes, you did. In my mind, you did.
I wish I could live in your mind then.
Don't.
All right.
Not great. It's not great in my mind.
I'm very confused now.
See, like, when I think that you had a great week,
yeah,
it makes me have a great week. You know why?
Why?
Because if you good, I'm good. You my brother. So, that's just how I'm going to go with it.
Wouldn't that be crazy if that's how the world worked?
I don't know how it would work, but yeah.
It's like empathy was on like a, it was like a different, bigger thing than what it is. And like literally, the person you're closest to, you immediately, whoa, how would that work though?
Exactly.
Like, who would be the dominant emotions?
I guess the most genuine, but then that could ruin a relationship.
Nah, whoever's got the strongest emotions at the time.
Okay.
So like if you're, like you walk up to someone, whoever's got the strongest emotions going on right there,
mm-hmm.
that's who's both people share.
Huh.
It's like, it's that empathy of just like feeling what the person's going through. You literally just like on, it's like almost a physical feel rather than just a psychological feel.
Physical, you mean as in a vibe? Like a no, energy?
No. Just like empathy, but like on a more real state. I don't know. I don't know.
Work it out and then we can talk to God.
No, we're gonna work it out right now. I'm just saying,
like, so if me and you, right, we close, so in that moment you saying I'm the emotional one, let's just say I'm more emotional at that moment.
Well, hold on, let me bring it back to what made me say it.
Yeah, let's start it,
because you were, because you were like, if you're doing great, I'm doing great.
Oh, okay,
like that, yeah, kind, yeah, of shit, yeah.
So like if you're feeling really great or really sad,
You come close to that person, you feel the same way.
The world kind of works like that.
A little bit, but I'm talking, you're like talking on
about
a, like
on an official level.
Yeah, it's not, you can't avoid it. It, yeah, just happens. Like you don't control that shit.
Yeah, you could just walk away and be like, all right.
George, yeah, I mean, yeah, you can, you today, can leave, but
yeah, yeah, but you can't control it because you catch that vibe.
Right.
Like instantly.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Yeah, but that makes sense because it would be hard to actually figure out who's the dominant in that sense. But
right,
you found a loophole to be like, all right, it's because George is feeling really happy today. I'm on that level because, boom, I'm kind of neutral.
It just hit you.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I mean, it wouldn't be bad.
I think people would care more.
Yeah.
And force
they,
them to.
They can relate more.
Yeah. Everyone would be empathetic.
Yeah, everybody be on the same, like, feel, because if you had something bad that happened to you that day, I can literally say I feel you and mean it.
Yeah.
I mean, it might work. I wish you could turn it off. Like, I wish life had settings like a video game.
Right.
You'd be like, all right, I don't want that emotional shit on today. I just kind of want to be neutral.
That's when it get tough. Like, if you're in, like, a crowd full of people.
Yeah.
Like, how does that work?
You'll go how crazy. Would that work?
Yeah. Does it just cancel out and it's just, like, it doesn't happen when you're with too many people?
Mm-hmm. Maybe it has a limit, though. Like, you have to, right, engage in a conversation with one person for a certain amount of time for it to actually... or they got to tell you how they feel. Like, if you ask somebody, like, how's your day? How you been? You know what I mean? How's life treating you? Whatever. That's when it kicks. Mm-hmm. After they explain to you how they feel. And then if nothing falls from there, mm-hmm, like, it's kind of neutral, mm-hmm, then I tell you, then it kind of levels out of which one is more. Then it's like...
Bro, all right, but imagine... Right, say you, like, you don't have to start a conversation, it just naturally happens. Like, you as don't have to engage at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just like whenever you're close to someone, you get it. Like, yeah, then just one day when you're in a fucking public space, you're just walking by someone, you just get like this immense fucking like murderous intent.
can figure it out.
I mean, you hope. You're in a public place, you're just walking by
people. That's a lot of people, yeah. See, but that's where that thing goes in. I don't know, because then you have to play detective.
I mean, you don't have to. You're just a normal person.
Like, you could find a school shooter or something, or a mass shooter at that time. Hopefully.
Could you?
Huh?
Could you? Because, I mean, let's say these are like...
Let's say, make you feel
let's,
that way.
Hold on. Let's say they're like sociopaths that are like doing this. So you wouldn't get shit from them.
And they're happy about it.
No. Oh. Like sociopaths, like they don't... And I might be fucking up the definitions of sociopath, psychopath, whatever. But I'm pretty sure from one of them, like, they don't feel. Like, you might not get anything from them. Meanwhile, it's just someone having a really fucked up day.
And they have murderous intent.
Who's just mad about it at the moment.
I killed that motherfucker. Right? Yeah, you're right. Because...
It's like some fucking... What was that movie? Keanu Reeves. Fucking... You remember it? It was like it was in the future, and they had like precogs, and like they would arrest people before a crime happened.
I do know what you're talking about. I just can't think of the name.
Anyway, like on that some that type shit.
So it makes you feel that way though when you sense it, right?
Right.
You want to murder somebody
in that moment?
Just in that moment.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know, man. It's a lot of kinks that got to be worked out.
Yeah. I mean, it's just.
You'd be born with that? Would it be like a.
Everyone quirk? Would be.
Or everybody?
Yeah. I'm saying this for everybody in the world. Like, that's just the natural state of things.
I wonder how that would work.
Be interesting.
Yeah, because it kind of. I mean, granted, you still can have your own emotions, but at the same time, with somebody being more of an emotional person, like, it would be hard. For a person to actually, that's like super negative all the time and they mean it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really hard to be around that person.
Exactly.
Because they always overwhelm the room.
Yep.
With their negativity or something like that, and they would be lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, it would force them to kind of try to help fix their life.
Maybe.
A little bit.
Maybe.
Maybe. Hopefully. Damn. That's, I don't know, man. That's kind of strong. Like I said, settings working. Like,
speaking of fucking settings,
yeah.
Because as soon as you said it, made me think about something else. But I wanted to get through this one first.
Okay, good.
Fucking. All right. Random day, just walking around, and bear with me. Just be with my thought process on this, or be in the headspace with me.
All right.
You pick up this fucking book, and it says, one skill point left. You're just thinking, and you're like, shit, strength. Don't ask me why. It just pops in your head.
Uh-huh.
And like all of a sudden, you like literally feel yourself get a little bit stronger.
Mm.
And then it's like, level up to add more skill points. I don't know where to go from there.
Right.
I don't know what the rest of the thought of that would be.
This is a book you've been reading?
No.
Okay.
Just some random fucking post I saw.
That'd be crazy. What do you have to do to earn skill points? Just live life?
Level up.
Could that be...
How do you level up?
Yeah, how do you level up?
Because there's no explanation.
If life... In a way, it does. But if life and I had a 9-to-5, and every time I finish my 9-to-5, I get XP. And I can use those skill points to help my life out, which it kind of does in some way.
Mm-hmm.
In a weird way. But it doesn't seem immensely... gaining, because sometimes I feel like
it's not in a truly tangible way.
Yeah. Like, if it was like a literal tangible way to where, like, I know I'm getting XP every day I walk in the work. The harder I work, the more XP I get. The more things I do, the more XP I get. Hopefully it's a double point day. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
I would definitely work that day. You know what I mean? That would be awesome, because then you can, what if the skill tree is like Fallout.
Mm-hmm.
I could put my charisma up or some shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be dope. Lock picking skills. I mean, not the picking skills.
It could be useful someday.
Yeah,
you never know.
Somewhere. Yeah, that'd kind of be fire too.
I wish I could live in that world.
Oh, man.
Just having an actual visual representation. of like what I'm doing and how that's affecting me.
That'd be crazy. It's kind of like what the metaverse is, or Meta is supposed to be, right? Facebook.
Is it?
I mean, it's close to that Ready Player One thing. Like your whole life is going to be virtual reality.
How do you feel about that?
I don't know, because I would have to use it to actually give you a full example. But my initial thought is, this is insane. I'm not ready for that. You know what I mean? Like, I've just become in the last few years more comfortable with social interactions. Not saying I was bad with them.
Right.
But it's just I'm better at them.
Mm-hmm.
So now if everybody's about to get online, something that I probably would have been more comfortable a few years back doing, like, so y'all just going to leave me out here in this fucking world? After I just became more sociable?
Just learn this shit, goddammit.
Right. You know what I mean? I think it's a cool aspect, but just reading Ready Player One, I don't think it's going to be, doesn't seem like it works out for anybody.
Not really. Becomes a escape from reality.
Yeah, man. And you seen what it, I mean, yes, it's a book, it's a fantasy world, but even when people write books in a fantasy world, they bring real life aspects to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you sitting there telling me that you're not going to, I don't want to spoil the book, but you know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I think it's been out long enough.
I mean, yes, but Ready Player 2 as well. I was about to bring in Ready Player 2.
Okay.
But it hasn't been out long enough for everybody to read it.
True.
Maybe. I mean, yes.
It has been, but
not everybody's read it.
Right.
And they haven't made a movie. I don't think they will.
I hope not.
Yeah, they might as well just leave it.
Yeah, after the first one, I hope not.
Because 2 was cool.
2 was good. Yeah, that was good. It was good.
Went better as 1.
I didn't like the ending.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Well, not that I didn't like it. I don't know how I felt about it. I'm going to take that back.
Maybe you have to read it again.
Maybe.
Like, I never watched Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
But Schultz said he watched it all the way through again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, season 8 was considered the worst.
Yeah.
He got a different aspect to it now. Since, really? Like, he wasn't watching it every day. As it came out. I mean, every week as it came out.
Mm-hmm.
He watched it all the way through. He got more familiar with the characters. He got to the end. Now he's like, is it really that bad? Like, yes, the books aren't finished.
Right.
And they kind of had to come up with an ending for the show. But he was like, it's not as bad as we think. I was thinking about watching Game of Thrones, by the way. Might check it out. But yeah, like,
just read the books. They're only like
102 days
long.
Years long. Yeah. 2 days long. You know how long it takes me to read a 7-hour book?
I know. We're not going to talk about it.
But anyway, how do you feel about the metaverse? Like, are you afraid? Well, not afraid, but are you worried?
I don't like that it's Facebook doing it. I don't like that one bit. I don't think that's a good thing. Besides the fact of what it is itself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I think the future, there's so many different theories and ideas that people have on how we'll go. And I think, like you were talking about with Ready Player One and using like examples from that, and how like the outside, well, a little bit,
yeah, but a little bit,
I was expounding upon it in my head.
All right, because you read it.
And just, yeah, combining the talk with the thought, with people getting sucked into a virtual world. And the physical world turning more and more into shit because people are more enjoying and focusing on the virtual world. And then you get to that point where there's other ideas of human consciousness moving into machines. And we exist purely in a digital world. And then like, but then wouldn't the creators or the overseers, because there's always got to be a government because we're fucking humans.
They even have it in servers.
Exactly.
So it's just
fucking make this world so it's one for one of our world. And like there's still rules and
order,
laws and
Yeah.
But then like couldn't there be areas where you go where it's complete fantasy and like you can do whatever the fuck you want because it's
not real.
It's I mean it's real because it's our consciousness in there.
Yeah.
But it's a digital world that can be changed at will. Yeah. It's confusing.
I seem like even if Zuckerberg had a good intent for this,
which is questionable.
Very. It's just going to turn back around and be what we at now. You're going to have people pretty that much aren't allowed certain places. Yep. You're going to have people cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. Act like that's not a thing. I mean, granted, as humans, we love to escape through fantasy worlds.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? That's like one of our top things to do.
Right.
Other than looking at other people do things that we can't obtain, which is sort of like fantasy. But you look at the rich people and they doing this and that, and you just watching their life and following them on reality TV shows.
Right.
It's like it's human nature right now. But it doesn't seem like we can escape from that.
I think the only escape from that is shutting down the internet, bro.
I mean, yes, like, I'm not saying
that was a crazy-ass statement. Because my brain was going on. My bad. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I was saying, like, I think once this becomes a thing, it's going to be harder to escape. I'm saying, like, right now, us watching TV,
mm-hmm,
going to the fantasy worlds, maybe even reading a book takes you to another place.
It does.
But we could put that book down. We could turn this off. We can actually step outside. Ain't nobody really outside anymore. Not really. People do still go outside, but they're still like linked to the cyber world. Like, cause when you're doing something on the outside, you gotta let everybody know what you're doing.
Right.
So like, I think it's easier for me to do it because I'm not so linked to it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm really linked to is TV.
Right.
Which is cause I'm just sitting there watching shit. And I get it, you know, I mean, I get attached to these characters that are created. But I think once this meta thing becomes a thing, it's going to be rough. I think it's going to be a rough thing for people to get out of, because then, let's say they do set up servers and you're a server, what do they call them? You're the server president. I'm just say that.
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get what
I forgot.
Mean.
Yeah. You create a world that you want. To where it'd be like, oh, there's no rules. But at the same time, we're not going to fuck up this because this is how I fantasize it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to be, you're going to end up becoming a dictator. Because right. Then you can kick people out.
Yep.
I don't know, man. It's weird. Right? I'm just going in circles now. I'm in a rabbit hole with this metaverse.
That's what happens. Yeah. You just go in circles because
it's like good and bad. Not really that good. Not really that bad.
But whatever. What is good and bad?
You'll be able to choose if you're running shit.
I mean, that's all it is. Good and bad is just in the eye of the beholder, bro.
Yeah, man. Because it's kind of cool the different places that they went to on Ready Player. Like, those different worlds that were created and simulations that they had. And, like, that shit sounds cool.
Right. Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I'm ready for that. I mean, I probably can't afford it anyway, but
right.
But I'm not ready for that.
I think the only way that can be, I don't know, because I just can't get away from that. Like, if like a virtual reality world where people can like literally go in and it feels just like real, but like obviously it's digital and like you could either have a simulation of real life, or you can like just do fucking anything. It's gonna suck people in. Of course, I mean, because it sounds awesome, and it would be awesome. But then, that's the trap. Like, I don't see a way that it could ever benefit humanity. Like in the end, unless it's we're literally getting poured into the world. We no longer have a physical existence. And just that's how we live from then on. But then what are children? Children would be nothing more than a computer program.
Much.
Because
that procreating.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Take like bits of the father's consciousness and bits of the mother's consciousness and somehow create that into a new being?
How would you take care of the new being?
No, I'm saying it would it be. Oh, we no longer world. Have physical bodies.
Got you. Okay, all right.
Yeah, like there's no now. Physicality.
I got you. Said that
we're all just consciousness in a computer. So like, I think
They have a baby store.
The people that go in there are going to be the last human minds to ever exist. I mean, granted, I guess they probably could live forever unless there's some sort of... I don't know, man. There's just so many fucking things that are unknown, at least to us.
Yeah. I mean, we literally at the beginning of this said, what if life has settings? Like,
right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like kind of contradicting because we're not too sure how we feel about it.
Right.
Like, I'm pretty sure they actually have people working in mining. I forgot. You were telling me about it, I think. It's like people. No, was it you? It's like people working on the internet and they getting paid real money or something like that. Was that you that was telling me that?
I don't think so, because I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I heard something about them doing like 9-to-5s on the internet. Mm-hmm. Literal 9-to-5s, and they get paid money through the cyber world. And it's legal tender.
Doing like what, though?
I don't know. Like, motherfucker be working in an office. They just don't have to leave their home.
Oh, so like a VR.
Yeah, like.
Like office job.
Yeah.
But just from home.
Yeah.
See, that's just fucking wild.
Right. Like, I wouldn't want to work at McDonald's in a VR world.
Right.
Who going to eat that shit?
Exactly. Like, if, all right, controlling a robot from home that's like in the location and you're literally. Like, you got joystick and you're fucking making it make the burgers.
Yeah.
Like, still a little weird, but yeah. Okay. But, like, a VR, you're imagining you're in this fucking office working like you actually would be if you physically went to the job. But really, you're just sitting at home and doing it through a headset. That just seems fucking...
Like, bro, just go in there.
Right. Like, what?
You literally have to be there for 8 hours.
Exactly.
Doing the same shit you would have to be literally
doing. Why wouldn't you want to be able to go out into the sunlight at least to go there, have the freedom to just fucking, I don't know. I don't get it.
Neither. Like I said, I'm conflicted about the whole thing. Like, it sounds cool, but I know I won't be, or at least I would try not to be stuck.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know. That meta shit is weird, man.
It is.
NFTs and shit. All that shit. I don't get it. I don't get
funny,
NFTs.
Funny you brought them up. Real funny.
Is it real funny?
It is, because I was going to talk about them.
Oh, shit. Segway Kings.
Hey. Nah. I, talking about them as in I know nothing about them, but just the concept of them.
Yeah.
Just like.
I don't know nothing, so I.
How do you feel about them? Let's start off with what you do know about them.
You're actually buying something that you can't touch.
Right. It's digital art.
Yeah. Digital art. Can't physically touch. You own the rights to it. Yeah. I don't get it, bro. Like, nothing. I don't know too much about them. I hear about them all the time and I kind of get the concept just a little bit, but I can't explain what the concept is because it's insane. It's like you have the original copy of something.
Mm hmm.
And it's proof that you have the literal copy, the original.
Right.
To where nobody else can make it, sell it. That's the one you got.
Legally. Right.
I don't know. That's all I can get. But go ahead.
Like, it doesn't make sense. And it's almost like, because it was a while ago, but I saw this post trying to dumb down an explanation on how, like, billionaire CEOs don't have to pay taxes and shit, where they'll like set up a company in a different country that doesn't tax, and then that company will own the IP or the intellectual property of whatever the company in the States is making. So then the owner of the American company, which really owns both,
yeah,
is making the product, they're getting the revenue from making it, blah, blah, blah. But then they will have their out-of-country company charge them for using that intellectual property. So all that money that they're making, they're saying, oh, no, that's not profit because I'm paying this company for using their intellectual property. So all that profit from what they're making here,
yeah,
is going to that other country. where there's no taxes on it, claiming that they're just paying for the IP. And they own both, so they're getting all that money from the other company without being taxed.
No taxes.
And showing that they're making zero profit here.
Sound like something Bezos does, right?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. So, like, NFTs kind of seem like that. Like, someone else is making this intellectual property. You're paying them to get that property. Maybe it's not. I don't know. I'm fucking myself up here trying to think about it. No, it's not like that because you can't do anything with it except try to sell it again.
Yeah. I mean, it's like art. You
know it, I mean? It is art. I mean, that's what it is. It's whatever the creator considers art.
Yeah.
They make it. They can sell it because they own the IP of it, the creation. But it's just such a dumb concept.
Wow. It's a wild concept.
Like it doesn't make any it's literally just a loophole to make money.
Yeah.
Because you can copy and paste it. And you might not legally own the original creation of it, but it's digital art. So if you have a copy of it, you have it.
Yeah.
Like, so, like,
Google Images. Anything you take from Google Images is not yours. It was created by somebody else, but you can use it.
Right.
As long as you're not profiting off of it.
Exactly.
So what makes an NFT so special?
That's a good-ass question. Just the fact that someone, whenever it's created, it comes with its own, like, URL. And, like, only the person that owns that URL or has... Yeah, has ownership of that, truly owns the image.
Right, so...
But it's an image.
Well, it can be anything, too. I don't think it...
Or a GIF. There's a lot of GIFs now. Some are videos.
Music.
Music, too.
Yeah, so if Kanye dropped... This is weird, because if Kanye did a song and sold it as an NFT, somebody owned the rights to that song, doesn't have to let anybody else hear it. Kanye get paid millions for it.
Right.
The reason why I'm saying it, it sounds like something he'll do. And
bro, yeah, it's almost like a master's.
Yep, pretty much.
Like
that's what it sounds like.
Like because if the record company owns an artist's master's, or even they own it, yes, the music is still distributed out into the world, and like literally anybody can have that song
Spotify.
And play it for people, and like, yeah, check out this song.
DJs.
But the only person getting money from it, because they, quote unquote, own it as the person with the masters.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing.
For the most part, I just don't understand what made NFTs so popping. And it seemed like it's already done. Like, it seemed like it's already a thing. Like, granted, physical, Picasso, he could never make another one again. It's physical, somebody has it. Exactly. It increases over value over time.
You could take a picture of it, but it's not the same.
Nah. You could take a picture, blow it up, have it on your wall, but you know that's not the original.
Right.
People will find out it's not the original.
And you cannot charge as much for it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Because even somebody's likeness.
Right.
You got places selling, like Walmart selling cowboy shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Granted, I think Walmart might have paid for it.
Probably.
To sell their likeness.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
I don't know who makes more money out of that whole ordeal. Probably Walmart.
Yeah.
Because they once they buy it, they can do it. But yeah,
it's probably either like royalties or a percentage. Or
yeah, but they don't own anything that the Cowboys, they don't own that star.
Right.
They don't own that star that they put on the hats, hoodies, right, like shit.
If at any time Cowboys revoked...
They got every right to
that deal with Walmart, then Walmart can't sell it anymore.
Ever again. That's kind of like an NFT. I mean, a logo is like an NFT. Anything. I don't know, man. I wish I could get somebody to break down what NFTs are. I mean, if you guys know anything about NFTs, like, let
sure,
us know.
Yeah.
Because I really would like to know, because it could be something that we can get into.
But I mean, it just, well, yeah, anybody.
Anybody can, but I'm just saying we understand what makes it so special.
But I don't, that's the thing.
Because Virgil, you know, Virgil died, the guy that made the off-whites.
No.
The off-white.
I didn't know that.
Oh. I didn't know until the other day. I didn't know he had cancer and stuff. It was like a Chadwick Boseman thing. He didn't tell nobody. He died in like November.
Damn.
So, say Virgil drew something right before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Put it as a digital image. We know that's now an NFT. How much money that shit probably costs?
Yeah.
Because people fuck with Virgil so heavy. His, like, with his brand, his clothes, his drawings, whatever.
I mean, I just seen one NFT. It was a GIF. Shit sold for $69.3 million.
What?
Yeah. $69.3 million.
God damn. What was it? A duck?
No, it was like some... It was just a humanoid figure. Like, almost alien kind of looking. Just, like, walking in place. And it had, like, a cool background and, like, a strobe effect on it. And it had, like, lots of color. And it was just, like, walking in place.
It sold for 69.3 million.
That's what I saw.
I mean, but that's insane. What makes it so special?
Nothing. That's the point.
People just spending money.
Nothing makes it special. It, like, infuriates me, but at the same time, like, I'm not mad at people being able to make money over, like, fucking nothing.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it's like, it's so fucking stupid. Why are people buying into it?
They about to start selling memes, bro.
Without a doubt.
Memes are going to be able to...
Without a doubt. But it's just like...
It's just something to own, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't think it's that we don't understand it. It's just... It's a stupid concept that enough people have bought into that it's a thing.
Yeah.
I think that's all it is.
Yep.
It's just aggravating that it's a thing.
Very aggravating.
Like, I saw some shit with the dude... He fucking made his own. He made his own NFT. Posted it on there to sell. And, like, it's always an auction, I guess, when things are first posted up. He bought it from himself for $100,000. And then he rebid it, put it back out there, sold it for $30,000. He just made $30,000 for nothing.
So... And he sold it for how much? Like, the first time he bought it from himself for how much?
$100,000. Then he rebid it for only $30,000. And the dude that bought it was bragging about how he got it 70% off.
Got you, because he spent his own money.
Exactly.
That made so much sense.
But, damn. Like, the fuck?
He just made it big. Like, oh, yeah, this NFT just sold for $100,000. I'm about to give it $30,000. He just made something worthless, worth something, but it's still worthless.
Right.
Because the guy just, damn, he played the fuck out of him.
Exactly.
Played the fuck out of him. Fucking NFTs, bro.
I just don't get it.
Either.
Because, I mean, it's literally just, you could do it with anything, except, I guess, because it's involving Bitcoin and it's so popular right now. That is a lot of money involved, but, like, no different than just making something and selling it.
Yeah, it's, I guess then the meta world would actually mean something, because if they got that gift, let's say the meta, we all VR, somebody invites you to their house, be like, oh, yeah, I have this gift that I bought. Like, their metaverse virtual reality house, it could be hung up like a painting. Like, I own this now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In the
but I mean, VR world. They're already doing shit where, I forget who it was, but I saw it. It's like they're making a TV show with NFTs. Like, people bought in. They would pay for to have a stake in a character. And then, like, they could be a part of the decision-making process for, like, what that character does in the next episode. Or some shit like that.
That's crazy.
Right? And, like, that's a little cooler. Like, that seems like it's actually something.
Yeah, so they could pay a character to get killed off.
Maybe.
Enough people have enough stakes in one character. Right. Depending on how many they destroy.
Right, but you wouldn't want to do that because then your character is not present anymore and it's not going to make you any money.
That's just being petty, though. Put enough money in.
Oh, someone else, like.
Yeah. Like, somebody with money that has nothing else to do.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't know how it works if it's like, are there different kinds of NFTs where like some are like a more like stocks where many people can buy into it and they all own like a share of it. And then you have some that are just like strictly owned by one person, or is it like they're all the same and it's just a choice of the seller of like, this will be a sole owner piece, or like they decide like, okay, I'm gonna part this one out as shares. I don't know. It's just crazy.
I just didn't know they were doing that.
Yeah.
Damn. This shit getting deep. I don't know anything about it. I'm gonna be too late to the party.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to go in, fuck the game up, and then leave. Like, it's the drug game.
Mm-hmm.
Try to go in there and get my money and leave before some bad shit happens. Like, yep. NFTs don't mean shit anymore. I'm gonna have to start paying money to watch TikTok soon. Like, damn. You like to spend 10 points for this TikTok?
Damn.
Everything gonna have to be owned by somebody, and they either gonna make money off of it.
Bro, would you ever spend money to watch a post on social media?
Hell no.
Thank you.
Fuck no. You can that's have it.
Outrageous. I mean, I'm not saying that that's a crazy idea and I don't ever see it happening, because that sounded so real when you said it.
Right.
I'm just like, fuck.
Done with NFTs. This shit making my head hurt.
I don't know. Just don't make sense.
Got anything else?
No.
Pulled that one out of our ass. Yeah, listen, guys. Nah, but we're just going to take it out now. Thanks again for listening, you guys. You know where to find us, all the social medias and shit like that. George, give us your last word.
Fungible.
Fungibles?
No.
I got you.
No. Fungibles.
What's fungibles? All right, I'm going to let them look it up. I'll look it up after.
What? It's, you know what NFT stands for?
Non-fungible
token.
Token. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't know what fungible means, but okay. It's in that.
It's like F-U-N-D, fund?
No.
Oh.
F-U-N-D? It's like fungi. Bulls.
Fungibles.
Yeah.
Good word.
Right?
To end it off with, get people thinking. Yeah, so this has been the Lost in Translation podcast.
And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.
And what the fuck I just said?
Thank you for this, Foster.